July.
Yes,
that's true. This episode probably won't come out until 2 weeks.
Yes,
but for the audio version. But as far as the video, if you're here,
hey, you're seeing it live.
You're here,
seeing it live. And thank you for joining us again.
And if you can hear in the background, the signature, hey, it's not the font, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have the Henry Winter in the face, ladies and gentlemen. We got the AV More Podcast in the house, baby. Yeah, 9.56 AV More Podcast, man. What is going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Oh, my God. If you want to check out all the good stuff these guys have, here's your links right here in the bottom. Click on that QR code, take you straight to all their porn sites. I mean, all the good stuff, you know.
Shout out Pride Month.
Only Fat Johnny's.
I'm not gay no more.
But yeah, man.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that, man. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes because we have a lot of questions. So what's going on, guys? How y'all been?
Thanks for letting us come on.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half, bro. Since Cinco de Mayo. That was a fucking badass episode, dude. One of my favorite episodes we've had.
We got so wasted. Oh, my God.
You weren't even there, dude. You weren't even there.
It's the first time we're on with the whole crew.
The whole crew is here. You weren't even there, dude.
I had to fend for
my own that day.
Oh, that's right. You were fighting for that.
Yeah, I was fighting for that.
You had to drink for two that day.
I had to, literally, bro.
So did I.
But we did.
But I think
we drink for two also.
Y'all still had the hats, right?
Oh, hell yeah, dude, for sure.
Dude, you still wear those for Secret of the Mile in your position?
Yeah, dude. He busted it out.
When we were on Rock's podcast, I took it and I wore it there.
There you go. Way to represent, dude. Way to represent.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about what's been going on, guys. I know we had a recording from that skateboard park that you had. Tell us a little bit about that. First of all, I mean, let's start from the beginning. Before we just jump to that, a little bit about yourself, Andy, and a little bit about yourself. Johnny, take it away.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, shit. We are the 956 ABV podcast. And, you know, we're just a couple of dads who got together, started drinking some brews together, and we turned it into the podcast, and now we're doing, you know, live stuff. We're doing a lot of events and stuff.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. That's great, dude.
Yeah. I'm Johnny. Like Andy said, we started drinking not just beer, but, I mean, because we already did that, but we started doing a lot of craft beers together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, it was cool. We decided to start just recording our conversations over some craft beers and giving our own reviews and pairings and all that kind of shit.
Right.
And here we are, like, almost, what, like, 3 years?
Four years?
I think it's like four and a half years.
Yeah, we started in 2020.
The first few years were blurry, dog. So
they're a lot clearer now, actually.
Yeah.
I consider that their podcast like brothers of ours, with also the Beefy Boy Bros, because we all three of us started almost about the same time.
Yeah.
That's why we stayed in contact with each other. And then, not to mention, we did have the Yeehaw podcast with Fred. And then Fred, we also had Fred, the other Fred, Trevino also, which finally he's back.
Baldy Fred.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Fred. About freaking time, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
About freaking time.
I forgot we had those, like to tell them apart, we had Nalgon Fred and Bald Fred.
Which one, the Nalgon one?
You know which one, Wayne.
You know.
But now they're both Nalgones.
Well, thank you for noticing.
Oh, look, you just come in. No, man. Well, that's awesome, bro. I'm glad that, you know, things are going well in your way. So let's talk about like about that skateboard park, man. What's going on?
Yeah,
what
happened out there? They had a. It's been running for 3 years. They do the Beach Bash Skate Jam at the island, and it's a big skate contest. Mm-hmm. It's becoming like a really big contest in Texas that a lot of people, skaters from different parts of Texas come out and shit. And so we did it last year, and it was cool. And then we got invited back to do it this year, you know? So we went. Unfortunately, Johnny couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And so I went out there just to, you know, just keep getting our name out there.
Right, talking
to people and
keep
stuff.
Keep networking.
And,
Gotcha.
And it was pretty dope, man. It was, talked to some friends, some vendors that were there that own like their own businesses.
Right.
The people who put on the skate show and the city of SPI was out there too.
That's awesome, man.
So it's pretty dope.
That's pretty cool, dude. And I know Johnny, you had your own podcast. We talked about this. I went on you guys' podcast about a month ago, I believe it was.
A couple months ago.
And we were talking about Johnny on his podcast because I know you had like a little bit of a, you know, you had to go on your own for a while.
Yeah, and, I took a little hiatus when I quit drinking.
Yeah, dude, Johnny was getting cleared up, and I mean, I'm proud of him, dude.
Yeah. Big shout out to Johnny.
Definitely.
Good job, buddy. Good job, bro.
Couldn't have been easy.
Good job.
Well done.
One more clap, there, please. One more.
I started off.
The booty clap. Just jump up.
The booty clap. There you go.
That boy got 10.
That's what it is.
He really took it to 13.
That's for you, Johnny. That's for you. So you went on a little bit of a hiatus there for a little bit. Start doing your show,
yeah.
Which I was listening to at the time for a little while, man, because you were really getting to some deep,
yeah, some man. Deep it stories. Was kind of just like my own form of therapy. I just started just letting everything out, really, just putting myself out there. I mean, I think I was already doing that on the podcast, but since on our podcast, mm-hmm. but because it was. With Andy and later on Anthony showed up and there wasn't a lot of opportunity for me to like just be so open with my shit, even though I was.
Yeah, but
I guess it was just a different type of tone that right. I was not even trying to go for. It was just really therapy, man. Like right. I was just letting it all out, really.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you were trying to go for a particular message. You were just
it was
cleansing
just,
a little bit.
Yeah, I was even surprised, like, you know, when Mark hit me up and like a few other people that, you know, Andy even too, like I was surprised that people would tune in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like it was kind of
self-healing,
but as far as like what the content was, it was just like me talking about me.
Yeah.
So I was like, people are actually okay. Well,
no, man, that's cool.
The comments menu says, "What's up?"
Okay. Oh,
okay. We got a
hey, what's up, Calvin?
Hey, Calvin.
Shout we got a who else here? We got a comic menu on the podcast here today.
That's what I just said.
That's what
I
just said.
Oh,
I
did
that.
My bad.
We're doing great.
What the hell? I'm a step behind you. That's because I'm not 13 yet.
Fuck Carlos.
If you don't know what that 13 means, you got to go to the last episode.
Just watch the last episode.
But so y'all continue. You finally came back together as a team. And I started watching some of the episodes. And he was like, all right, it's like, starting anew again, you know, trying to get back in the groove.
Nah, yeah, dude, it was cool because, when he took off for a while, you know, it was me and Anthony. So, and then I was doing it with him for a while, and then, like, he started doing his own thing. So he was there. So, you know, I just kept it alive. I was like, all right. And then I think, you know, well, we have a group chat, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, we're always there on the group chat and mm-hmm. shit. So even when we were doing episodes together, we were still talking in the group chats.
That's
and
good.
Sending photos
good.
And shit like that.
That's sending good. A lot of mamadas and shit.
A lot of nudes.
Not
a
nudes. Hey, well, that works, you know.
whatever helps get the emotions out.
Yeah. A lot of cum.
Never seen that before.
Yeah. And we're just, you know, we're like trying to keep him on that path, what he wanted to do, dude, because he had been toying with... trying to go sober For a while, you know, especially it's pretty hard on that podcast, you know, like
now you're here.
We're fucking drinking, you know, every week and shit like that.
Yeah,
and I'm doing it for the content. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go sober.
I mean, it still kind of is, like, you know, that's like the whole foundation of the of our podcast is trying new beers all the fucking time.
Exactly.
Like, in 4 years, like, we never repeated a fucking beer. So that's a lot of different craft beer, you know.
Yeah, it was
and, a lot of different. Yeah, like on pod day, I mean, I already drank every day. But, like, on pod days, for us was Thursday, or is Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was just my excuse to, like, just really go even harder, or at least have that justification of, well, it's fucking pod day, you know?
Right,
so
right.
I would go pretty fucking hard. But it was cool to come back and just try non-alcoholic craft beers also and shit.
There you go. That's a big market, too. Dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's a big market.
A lot of non-alcoholic beers out there now, dude.
I've actually heard a lot about how non-alcoholic drinks in general are really taking off. Like, so much so they're even being served
like
in bars.
Like a fucking big thing right
now. Man. Yeah. I get pretty surprised. Like, if I, like, I'll go out to dinner with my chick, or when Andy and I did that event in Harlingen a couple weeks ago, I get a boner when they serve non-alcoholic beer in a bar. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. Like, I can still have that vibe, you know what I'm saying?
That's what that was.
I thought that was an extra
fucking poking.
I thought that was an extra mic.
There are families here.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I've noticed that there's kind of like a trend of people like going sober and shit, so I think I'm gonna start drinking again.
I'm going back.
Fuck that shit.
I'm out.
It's like, oh, so sober is cool now. Give me a beer, dude.
Well, that's cool. I mean, seeing that you went sober, bro. It was weird because being on the podcast with you guys, you know, I was drinking a beer. I didn't drink. And I look at John like, man, this doesn't feel right. So you see Johnny, you know, drinking something with us.
Wait, and so this is you sober?
It's hardly a difference, man, honestly.
Yeah, it takes it back to when our friend Steve, shout out to Steven Saldana.
Yeah, Steve.
Big beer drinker, bro. And then all of a sudden he just went cold turkey.
Yeah.
And he was Steve, man. He was the guy you would go pick up, hey, go get some beers. And we'd drink till shit to the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just said, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
And we're like, and I was like, what happened to Steve?
Bring him back.
Bring Steve back, man.
I guess, like when you know, I mean.
But it's good, though. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
healthy. Man, like, it's good. Yeah, like,
he's still Steve.
Exactly. Like, you don't really change who you are, right, I guess. Yeah. You just, you know, a little more. Well, not even. I can't say I'm more filtered because I'm not. But,
you just don't have an excuse anymore.
Yeah, now it's exactly. Yeah. I can't be like, well, I was drunk when I said that.
It's like, no, you weren't.
No, you were.
What did I say? That was actually water. So all these episodes you've been doing now, I can literally reach into the bucket now and say, out of all the episodes, you have these guests that come in every week. You know, there has to be one in particular guest that shines out the most where you're like, damn, we should have thought twice. Or, damn, we got to get that guy back on again. I mean, are there any specific, any particular guests that you had on there? Like,
I was super surprised to get a Raid on, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big shout out to
that was going to be my answer.
Yeah,
because not just as an artist, or not just as a local artist, mm-hmm. just as an artist, mm-hmm. I admire the work that he does, mm-hmm. and that the fact that he comes from like a graffiti background, like I used to dabble a little bit like with tagging and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And so I've always loved just seeing different styles and shit like that.
Mm.
And to see how far he's come in art alone is fucking crazy when you start from just tagging up a wall. I mean, the guy's hella talented.
He's from here, dude. And he has art shows. New York, Hawaii,
like London and shit, bro. Like the guy's like,
that's crazy.
Like he does his own shows out there, like art shows and stuff, and it's pretty cool. We've had him on twice, and he really fucks with us, man. So shout out to him.
He's a dope guy, and like it's fun to kind of pick at his brain a little bit, you know, like because you look at some of the shit he does, and one of the things that crossed my mind was like, how do you think, like, what is your brain doing when you're like, I'm gonna blend this and this and it's gonna give me this shiny metal looking thing that looks really, because right. his paintings are like, I think the words surrealism. Okay. Is that what it is? I don't know what it is. In other words,
we'll take your word for it, John.
It's just realistic as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy is, like, eye for detail is crazy.
Right.
Some of my favorite clips that he posts on, like, Instagram and shit are where he's doing, like, the hairs, like, on a person's beard or in their hair or, like, right. like an eyelash and shit. Because he's got the tiniest little brush.
So it looks
and, like, he pulls the camera out and it's this big old fucking piece. And shit. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty that's badass crazy, to know somebody like that.
Yeah, that's one. And I think another big one was Rock and Roll James, for sure.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Just because growing up, hearing him all those years and everything. And then actually... Yeah. Being with them, having a conversation with them and shit.
Yeah, like having them in my house was like pretty cool, man. Like probably the coolest person I've ever had in my house, man. Like straight up.
Hey, man, come on, I'm right here.
Oh, so I'm not cool enough for you?
I was the coolest.
Not even a grandma.
I'm storming out.
Yeah, it's fine. I know you don't want to name guests, but you don't have to. But one that said, like, oh, we got to think twice next time when we bring someone into interview.
Actually, it would help if you name them.
No,
stuff.
No, no, no,
so that we could, I'm trying to
not put everybody on blast.
They've all been pretty cool. They've all been pretty cool, but I know he's watching. So you know what, bro?
I see you.
I see you. I seeing see us.
See you. All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll leave it at that. All right. Yeah, upcoming episodes, guys. I mean, I know, like I said, we're talking about the 4th of July episode. Ours is today. What was it? Pre 4th of July. I know you have something coming up in this Friday, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, this Friday we're going to be live at the Moon Rock for Rock on the Moon 2.
Yeah.
It's the second year they do this. It's like the Moon Rock and Amplifier Promotions. Shout out to Alex. He's the one that got us last year. And so they invited us back again for this year just to be out there, try some drinks, and talk to whoever's out there, dude.
That's awesome. Sean Logan says, what's good?
Hey
Sean. What's up, this guy right here? This guy is one of the, what is?
That guy's a Commander fan. It doesn't matter.
This guy right here, guys, this guy had a podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what anybody says, dude. This guy had a podcast. His podcasts they're real deep. I mean, they really got into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
And the same person who used to do that was Fred also on the E-Hop podcast.
Oh, man. Yeah,
he got you. He got you in his...
He got me spewing a whole bunch of shit that I didn't want to...
I think I came out on there, too.
Yeah,
man. He Barbara Walters you.
He opened you. He opened me.
So how are you feeling?
Yeah, because I've been hanging with the guy, like, off mic and shit. He's still the same, like, you know, but when we were on his podcast, I didn't expect for it to be so deep. I was like, oh shit, this guy's not trying to have fun at all.
Like, this guy's trying to make us cry over here.
We get sent to the principal's office?
Yeah, it's like, my Miss Kalipa's office? I was actually telling Andy, like, in elementary, I would get pulled out of class and I would go to the counselor's office all the time. I don't know why. But
we know why.
And it's funny because my sister said she would too, my older sister, and I'm like, how funny that we were seeing the counselor in elementary, and now as grown ups we have therapists. Like,
no.
It's like it was meant to be like that, dude. But
they set you on that track.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Miss Kaliba.
All right.
You're probably dead, but
yeah, I mean, going back to Sean, man, his podcasts were real good, man. I mean, I like the structure of it. It's something that was like, you know, you get there. I mean, you've been on pretty much almost every other podcast is basically here in the RGB.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you go on, I mean, do you still get the little, now that you're being being interviewed, not the interviewer.
Yeah.
Do you get those nerves? Do you get the butterflies?
Nah, dude. I don't really. I have to be like, okay, I'm a guest. So, you know, I'm trying to also like lead or also like, hey, where's my buttons? You know, like I'm all looking for
right.
Shit. So that's the only thing that's weird for me. But other than that, I think just us talking every week, dude, has made me like more easy to talk, like,
right,
to,
right, easy right.
To, I can go somewhere and talk.
Did you like, ever see yourselves at the NBA, you know, doing, I mean, I could never see myself doing a podcast, personally. I mean, I can, like, maybe doing radio or something, like that, but no. Talking to people, like, almost once every week, you know.
I was a quiet kid, bro. Like,
you know.
I was a quiet kid in class.
Were
like,
you?
Yeah, like, that's why when a lot of my friends were like, dude, you're talking, like, you know, that's like you're,
you could talk.
You have a, you're gonna do a podcast, like, you're the quiet guy from the group, man.
You don't belong on FOM.
and like, I was pretty much the opposite, bro. Like, right. In high school, I always had something to say, like, and most of the times it was like hardcore, just like my opinion, like, type shit.
And you were a DJ, bro.
Yeah, I was punk as fuck, bro. I got the. I'm branded for life.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, we see you right there.
But man. So I was always very outspoken. I mean, I had a punk band. I was the singer in, and but as far as doing a podcast, no, I can't say I ever would have seen myself doing one because I never really listened to them, you know? Like, right. I've always been, like, I put music on instead.
Right.
Yeah. And even our own episodes, like, Andy would be like, dude, when you said that, I'm like, I don't remember. And, like, I have to remember saying it because, like, it's super rare that I'll go back and listen to our own episodes.
Right, right.
It's hard hearing yourself or looking at yourself.
Yeah. And then especially back when I used to drink, man, because, like, I'm like, oh, man, like, I can't believe I fucking said that or can't believe I did that.
There's a lot of, like, there's been stuff that I fucking take out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I got to edit that. How much video? 13 minutes, bro. We have a 13-minute podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Was his zipper down the whole time?
Damn. Dang. But, yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to ask you guys that. Did you ever see you guys self doing a podcast? I mean,
nah, dude,
doing something. Especially not with that. Starting your podcast, and it's already been 4.5 years gone by. Dude. It flew by, bro.
Yeah.
It flew by. That's for sure. I freak out when I tell 2 years ago, I can't believe 4.5 years just flew by like that.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
It's so true because I still feel like we started it barely like maybe like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts because
we're in here like once a week.
Once a week.
So it definitely doesn't feel like, like it's been that long. But
it's been
4.5 years.
And 200 episodes. Not only that, being the consistency, bro. That's what the plus is.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about these guys. The consistency is on point.
Every week. Yeah, I always say, if we're going to start this, man, we have to be consistent, bro.
Yeah.
Because you start, you know what? I'm going to take this off. I'm going to take off. And then you get too comfortable.
It's dangerous, man. It is dangerous.
Yeah, that's why I was like, dude, once a week, man, let's hit it.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. There's been quite a few podcasts that have popped up within the years. Now, you know, I know I watch a lot of these podcasts that pop up.
Yeah.
And they're great. But all of a sudden, like about 4 or 3 months in, they're gone.
Yeah.
And like, dude, what happened? I mean, you were doing great. I mean,
I think the consistency, man. A lot of people want to do something, and then if they're not really into it for like the right reasons or something, I guess that's not what they're into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into it, man, this became pretty much like part of my life now, you know? So
yeah. Now, as far as when you get your guests on there, as far as topics, when you go, because I've heard you guys. You guys go off the deep end, bro.
Wide variety.
You guys go off the deep end. They can start from human lizards and into conspiracy theories. And,
definitely.
And we never talk about haunted stuff because Addy freaks out when we talk about haunted things.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So, but Johnny already got immune to it because of his home. Because I know why he said that place is haunted, but it is what it is. But, I mean, as far as topics, when your guests come in, I know you talk business at the very beginning of the podcast. The first 15, 20 minutes, you know, you want to get to know the customer. You want to get to know the guest. And then after that, you kind of let loose. You pretty much shoot the shit for a while.
Yeah.
See what they're all about. But when you get into the conspiracy theories, you guys freak me out when you guys go into that, dude. You guys read that because we were talking about that last time you're like, on your podcast.
Yeah, you pretty much like loosen the chain on that.
Right? Yeah, I mean, for me, it's always like, you know, like I like to think like what if, or like, who knows if this is right, or, you know, like, I just like the whole, like, it could be that or it can't be that, you know, like, so I just like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, quit bullshitting. What do you know? What do you know? Who have you seen? What's happening?
Do you follow some of the topics that are going on? Do you bring those out into your podcast?
Like, yeah, sometimes. And then sometimes, like, during the week, I'll be like, hey, man, this will be interesting to talk about.
Right.
And then we start getting into it, and I don't talk about none of that shit, you know? Like,
yeah. So yeah. It goes off.
Either way, yeah, dude. I'll be like, damn, dude, I have topics from fucking a year ago, 2 years ago that we still haven't talked about.
it goes a lot better when you just go with the flow.
That's more of what we like to do. Just see where it goes, man.
Like, we've talked about it too before. Like, you can tell when a pod is like scripted, you know, they have a specific, which is fine.
Yeah, you know, dude, everyone has like their style and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like we've noticed that when it goes, like, just go with the flow, chit chat kind of thing. When it's really bad.
We got one quiz. What does it say right there?
I don't see nothing.
it says Andy.
Andy said, like, home?
Wow.
Shout out to my cousin, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out, man.
That's my cousin
right
there.
It's finally coming out, ladies and gentlemen. So what is it that you comb?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Can we stop
the comment?
Block on you, man. Sorry, this is live. No, and Johnny, I've tried giving the reins to my co-host over here. He goes, you know what, today you take the reins.
Bullshit.
Take it. He's like, you take it.
No.
Has that ever happened for you guys?
No,
you
giving
the reins away?
Johnny, man, Johnny kills it when we do like live stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When we do live stuff, like, I get more like, all right, I'm going to back up here, because Johnny just has that, like, he can talk, bro. He can talk to a live audience way more better than I can.
Well, you have to, because the guys, you're a DJ.
Yeah, that's why. Like, he has that energy, like.
Like, when I used to DJ, I was never, like, the MC/DJ. I was just DJing when people would be like, hey, give a birthday shout-out, or, hey, announce the specials. I would just, like, lower the music, and I would talk in, like, the most monotone, three shots for $2. Like, you know, like I didn't know how to channel that fucking, that voice, that God-given natural voice, because I had applied a long time ago to Stilettos.
There you go.
And and I was like,
I wonder why.
Shit.
Ask me if I'm surprised.
Beefy Boy Bro say OG podcasters in Slaughterhouse Studios. Hell yeah.
There you go. Hey, do me a favor, block them.
I applied at Stilettos, and I mean, it was going to be an easy gig, because I didn't have to worry about blending. The dancers would tell you what songs to play and shit.
Right.
It was more just learning their lighting system, because, you know, you got to set the mood right and all that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the owner or the manager that was interviewing me, he's like, okay, so I need you to, like, you know, role play, like announce this girl. And I did it in that most awkward monotone. And he's like, dude, you need to do it like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, enough decks to the stage, like, fucking Big Titty McGee, you know? And I'm just like, I don't know how to do that, bro. I'm like, I know how to, like, emphasize certain words and shit, but I mean, I guess when I do it, I'm not thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm kind of in that put on the spot situation, I like freeze up and shit.
Right.
But there's been a few times. Well, Andy, obviously, he held it down the whole time that I was out. And these last couple of events as well, I wasn't able to go. I had to work. But there was a couple episodes where Andy had to sit out as well. And, kept the show going as well for a few episodes, very few. One of them was with the homeboy Matt. He was the one that he was a frequent guest on when I did my own podcast.
Right.
And then Chef Castellón, homeboy Jesse.
Yeah, talked to the chef.
And I can't remember who else. But
also, it was a lot of beer involved.
Yeah, man, a lot of weed and a lot of beer, dude.
Cocaine's a hell of a
No, see, that's the funny thing, bro, is like I guess I'm naturally up, you know, like that my personality, okay, like I'm just like a hype up guy.
Thank you for raising that.
Yeah, man. So like I could drink all night like with the homies and you know, they'd partake in their little sugar booger to keep going.
Right.
And I could just keep up with them without any of naturally, that, you know, yeah. And that's when I realized, this is probably not good. You know, like his tolerance is trouble, bro.
Right,
like,
bro. Right. This guy had a crazy tolerance.
Yeah, thing. Man. Two DWIs later, I'm like, oh man, like I should have stopped.
I'm gonna lie, dude. When I saw your picture pop up on
on Busted.
Oh my god, dude. I was like, oh no. What they got? That got Mick Foley. What the hell are you doing?
McFoley's in town.
Hey. What's up?
It's not Mick Foley no more, dude.
What is it?
It's William Levy, bro.
Oh, my God. William Levy in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, Johnny, what happened? What did you do, Johnny? Come on. Yeah,
dude. And when I had when I finally went to court and they ordered me to do 6 days in county, like over the weekends, I was like, man, I'm like, am I gonna come out on Busteds again? And they were like, yeah, every time you go in, they're gonna, I'm like, fuck, bro. So I was like, well, I'm gonna get some tacos out of it, dude. So I made sure to smile on those mugshots.
There you go.
I never redeemed my tacos, but I did win them.
You get poked and shit.
You just don't got time to redeem your tacos.
Is that still a thing anymore? Do they still?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know.
If you smile on your mugshot, you guys
still see comments saying, like, oh, maybe. They're gonna get tacos for sure.
Yeah. I'm not gonna would say no.
Man, the fuck I didn't win. The comments are brutal, bro. Like,
yes.
That's what I was also more concerned with. Like, I can give a shit. People were like, you know, like misjudging, or maybe not even too far on the judging. Like, you know, like, oh, this guy, like, you know, alcoholic. Like, yeah, so what? But like, I was more concerned about the name calling. I was like, fuck, man. Like, I got a low self esteem already, man. These guys are gonna say some shit, and I'm gonna
roast people in that.
Yeah, man. Fuck. That. One of my own homeboys had said I was the Jason Momoa from Wish or some shit
because he had his long hair.
Yeah, I had my long hair in that mugshot. I was like, fuck, dude.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's funny because the homeboy Nate. He made a shirt with, he didn't get that last one, but with 6 of my mugshots.
Holy shit.
On the shirt, dude. And it was,
that's crazy.
I mean, it's actually my mom. She's like, I want one of those.
It was funny because he sent it to me and our homie Oscar, the shirt. Uh-huh. And we didn't tell this guy. So one day we showed up to do the podcast, uh-huh. And me and Oscar just wore that shirt.
Shit, and he was like, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie, I was crying. I was very flattered.
We mushered.
They got Brian Davis saying, yo, what's up? What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
From the Average Boy Podcast, another great podcast on there.
Hell yeah.
Another comics, bro.
Dude.
It's a badass,
sure.
badass
some
podcast.
Badass comic.
Yeah. You were on that show too. It was kind of crazy when you were on that show too, bro. That was nuts. Even though you got kicked out 5 minutes of the damn podcast.
Getting kicked out. Let me just say it like that.
No, man.
Let's hear a little bit about that. What happened?
But
let's keep talking about you guys.
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
I mean, a nipple doesn't mean much. But anyways,
it just
popped out.
Anyway, Mexican Joe Rogan over here has a question.
Shut the
Mexican Joe Rogan.
Oh shit. So as far
more
as...
More like Mexican Burt Kreischer?
There you go. I'll take that one.
Don't tempt him to take a shot.
Dude,
here we go.
Let's not do it.
You know, you took too far there, Andy. Which is a good time to go into commercials.
No, I'm taking my shirt off because I'm getting paid.
Oh, trust me. No one's going to pay you to do that.
Oh,
well, maybe Nona Construction will. Big shout out to Nona Construction, man. Looking to get something built, a residential commercial. Give them a call at 956-363-7195. Great craftsmanship. These guys will travel anywhere. In the state of Texas, even outside
the state of Texas, they've been getting a lot of jobs.
They've been getting quite a few jobs, thanks to us little boys here.
Of course.
But That's a whole different story.
All us.
That's all us. Yeah, right. I wish that was all us, man. That's all of us out there. Yeah. But also another big shout out to the Rabbit Hole guys. These guys are still open. You want to go check them out, man? Give them a call 956-599-0103.
Still a lot of inventory. Still a lot of
liquid, a lot of liquor, beer, CBD. A lot of adult novelties. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm. Adult novelties.
We all like
CBD. John, we got your new customer. John's coming over. You want to give them a call, John. You want to reach out to them, and they'll give you the right directions to get out there to enjoy your new choice.
Yeah. Stock up on them flashlights, dog. I'm coming.
If you want to go to the tattoo business, give them a call. They got the setups also, man.
Nice.
Another also big shout out to this place right here.
Oh, this place.
Johnny, this is a time I wish you were still drinking, Johnny.
Oh, I heard about this.
You can enjoy it without drinking, too.
Yeah, they do have the non-buzz. Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. They're right down the street, man.
Yes.
If right down like the street from the studio. Infused ice cream with liquor, this is the shit right here, man.
Good liquor, damn. Too.
Great liquor, man.
Not great cheap stuff, no, like actual good liquor, yeah.
You get a chance, go out there, speak to Vidi, let him know Chewy News sent you out there, and she'll hook it up.
Oh, yeah.
She will hook it up, man. But thank you to all our sponsors, like always, man. We appreciate you guys every month helping us out, keeping the lights on
for us. Keeping the lights on, keeping us in
check.
In Coke.
And liquor and Coke. Yeah, but, but, yeah, man, thank you so much to our sponsors, man. I really appreciate you guys. Now, switching gears here, guys. Episode after episode that you've had through the years, I know we were saying what guest you would suggest would be the weirdest one you've had. Weirdest conversations. Weirdest conversations you've had were just like you were like, what are we doing and what are we talking about? How did we get here? Pretty much, man. I mean, is there any big to the point where you're like, what?
Once, you know? I have to say our own, man. Sometimes when we do our solo episodes.
I'm zooming into this one.
We just fucking go off. The one time we ended up talking about how this guy got rosado one time. and he used a boli to cool things down there. You know?
Oh, my God. Hey, man, it works.
Fucking just put a boli down there. Like,
everything's sugary fresh down there.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
No, nah, but that's
a choice.
That's a choice.
There's
yeah.
been a lot of guests that we get into, like, say they're a music artist or something, and they come on, like, it'll be like the stuff we talk about, not the music, you know, like all just craziness going on.
Completely curveball.
Yeah.
Curveball. I know what you mean.
Yeah, the behind the scenes stuff really.
Yeah, dude. Like they're there because, you know, you meet them and, oh this guy does music. So let's do it. And then. For like 45 minutes, you're talking about like not even music, just you get into a story and it just goes from there to there to there, you know?
Right.
But, man, I mean, shit.
A lot of drug stories, like,
for sure.
Experiences like that old like party we boss.
Yeah. And shit.
Some being stuff you want to actual people listening to.
Stuff that can be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah, man.
Watch your mouth, Johnny. shit. Well, in the news media right now, they found the Hook 2 girl. They sat her down and interviewed her.
What do you mean, finally, dude? She instantly.
She was at a concert.
Yeah, but the thing is that people were throwing stories left and right about her being a school teacher. Her father was a preacher.
I heard she was a lesbian.
Yeah, that also
on the weekend.
On certain Friday nights, but.
I don't know too many lesbians hop-toing on that thing, but...
hey, you don't know.
Powerful women can do what they want.
Some pussy?
So they talked to her, asked her, you know, if she was a teacher. She said, no, that's not true. She worked at some spring, something, you know, she said like that. And they asked her, what about your dad? Is he a preacher? Come on, he's far from being a preacher. So, I mean... Do you think social media really throws out of content, guys, when it comes to stuff like this?
Dude, I think rumors just go. People just hear something and they just fucking go out. It could be totally made up and they just repost that or add what they think to that and keep adding to it. And then by the time you know it, it's a totally different story that's not even that story, you know?
Like, right, right.
Dude, well, like growing up, but there was no social media, and somehow all around the United States, for sure, that rumor of that kid from the Wonder Years being Marilyn Manson went all over the place. And I'm like, when I remember when I saw a meme about it, I'm like, oh shit, they knew about that too. Like, so I mean, I think now with social media, like, I mean, it's a platform for any idiot with, you know,
has nothing else to do
with a phone or a fucking computer to just go up on there and just say whatever the fuck they want. And if even if you don't make it as grammatically perfect as possible, you find the right dumbass to believe it. I mean, that's all it takes.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, the social media does push it way out of content, man.
What always surprises me is just what hits.
It's just random. It's just the most random shit in the world.
Like,
you never know what this is gonna be, bro.
Like any other day, like there's this chick going on a hawk tour and whatever. It's just like
people that aren't even trying to do anything, dude.
Yeah, they're just being themselves and like boom, it hits and like all of a sudden.
No, it's for nah, man. This past week, and I went to go visit the in-laws. I was hanging out with my nephews. They were watching YouTube. And they're watching this guy who was doing some hot dog challenge for a week. Was he was going, he was eating it the right way, not the wrong way. But, it was weird because he was going to, I think he was going to cons. He was going to cons to go buy the hot dog with a drink every single time. He would get one for he would eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's all he would do.
Just one hot dog?
Just one hot dog.
I need like two.
You know? Well, he does that. He does that every, this is the whole YouTube video. It's like an hour and some minutes long, dude. I'm looking at this. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I go, you're showing a guy who's eating a hot dog, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And so it's like a supersized meat, but with a hot dog.
It's just a regular hot dog.
Just a regular hot dog.
A regular fucking hot dog. He weighs, in the week that he does the challenge, $43.61. That's how much he paid. And in the process, the guy loses 8 pounds.
Damn.
Through the whole process. And I'm looking at this shit. And I'm like, I tell my nephew, how many fucking views does this goddamn fucking thing have? A lot, probably. And he goes, oh, it doesn't have that many. It has like 565,000. Are you fucking kidding me? And he goes, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Maybe we're gonna start eating hot dogs, bro.
Dude, fucking lips and assholes.
Dude, so like, my daughter watches Likey Box, which is, they're pretty popular now, but they just play video games and like do, like they just record themselves playing games. And they're beating the games, right? And well, now they do a bunch of different types of videos. And also the other night with my chick, her daughter's real into like Mr. Beast. And I got to asking her, I'm like, how the fuck did this guy become? Well, I didn't say it like that, but I was like,
you wanted to.
Yeah,
how the
fuck did this guy become
Mr. Beast?
Dude, that guy's got hella money, bro. I asked her, I'm like, have you ever seen his first video? Like, let's watch that shit. So, like, we went to his first video.
He was young, bro, from
2013.
Yeah.
And all he was doing was just, like, playing, like, COD. And he started, like, you know, giving away, like, $20 to some people. And now this guy's giving away, like,
he's giving away $5
million. $500,000, you know, like, in one chingazo. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
he definitely beat the YouTube game for sure.
Yeah, man.
Like, he's got 25 million followers? Yeah. More than
that's
that?
Probably
that's
more.
You know, he studied YouTube.
You know what? I'm gonna be a YouTube sensation, dude.
Why?
I'm gonna fucking overpass Miss Rachel.
No.
I'm gonna do it. Not
Miss Rachel. Bro. You're
way overshooting now. You ain't taking down Miss Rachel.
Fuck, see Rachel. Your educational videos.
No, you wouldn't.
Three, four, five motherfuckers. It's true what you're saying, Johnny, about those young YouTubers. A real good example. My son used to watch Ryan's World.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and this kid started at the age, I think, like 5, 3 years old.
Crazy.
Testing toys, man.
Yeah,
that's all he did. And by the age of, I think, like 6 or 7, the kid was a multimillionaire already. He was the most highest paying YouTuber in there, man. I mean, then they started making toys for him, and it was just like nonstop.
Yeah, well, like those Nike box dudes, man. Like they have their own figures and shit, and you can find them at like Target and Walmart. And my daughter's got like a fucking shitload of them, bro. I'm just like, man, I'm supporting these fucking kids, but it's crazy, man, because like they're just being themselves. Yeah. I mean, they add a little, like you know. Spice to their content, like, yeah, I mean, it is kid friendly, so I mean, but even then, like, it's pretty cool to just be yourself and make money off of that shit, right, like, right. I remember when I had barely got into TikTok a few years ago, I was like trying to go viral all the time, like
right.
I would see like a funny video and use that soundbite or that clip
right.
to make my own video with it, and mm-hmm. I mean, I thought they were pretty funny, but the rest of the world didn't. I was like, fuck that, man.
That was so yesterday, Johnny. Oh, my God. Something new.
Oh, my God.
That's man.
So last
oh, season. Man.
Like, how the hell did I get negative views?
How do I have negative 70 followers? What the hell is this shit?
Yeah, man, it'd be like that, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
It's crazy. It's just,
you never know what's going to hit, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What does hit, though.
What does hit. Here in the valley, what does hit? Is the Alamo Pulga, bro.
Yeah.
New York Times, bro. Jesus Christ.
I saw that in the New York Times.
They're in the New York Times.
The Alamo Pulga is our Disneyland in Bronco. Bronco, not Mickey Mouse, bro.
I firmly believe Bronco 956 is what made it.
It's our Disneyland.
No, he did.
Yeah.
The guy. A lot of people hate on the guy, but like.
Oh, because he's a piece of shit, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I mean, like, I knew him before he, like, got famous. Because like doing construction, right?
Correct,
like
right, yeah.
he would do that also. So like we right. would contract him and like his boss to do some jobs for us. And then when we found out like he got like famous and shit, we're like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. And like now people are hiring him to like do commercials or to just say their names and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Just to show up.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
Just a hoo-ah.
You got it, man.
It's crazy. And then the whole conspiracy, the entanglement, I like to call it the entanglement.
Oh, yeah. Because
he had with this girl that he married, but she's like, I just went along with it.
You guys do know that's all scripted, right?
Yeah, it was all scripted.
It's all scripted. Everything's scripted, dude.
Yeah, but there's people that actually believe it.
No, it is. It was told straight out the horse's mouth.
Like, no, I was going to say, this is exclusive. I heard Bronco was AI.
No. I heard that one it's chick scripted. That he was seen with, like, in the very beginning was actually a dude.
Whoa.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Un hombre, mujer, un camino, I guess.
Yeah, all in one.
Shit. Not dead, but yeah, man. I don't believe it. You got people going out there taking video, unlock players and shit, and man, you got people getting kicked out. And
you got people just making fools of themselves, too, because they were trying to be the next viral sensation.
People were trying, like tryhards,
bro, like showing up to the Pulga dressed in some ridiculous shit.
Just like, trying to get attention.
We're still going at it. I think all five of us should go and go into those podcasters and see if we get something going, bro.
Walk around with like a table, like with like on like suspenders, like with a table around. Just walk around like interviewing people.
Can I just point out that, you know, I have gone to the Alamo Pulga before and They are drinking at like 10:30 in the morning.
Mind your business.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
Mind your business and let's get down to business.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
Shit, I used to be one. Right? I would be like waiting in line because like after they start selling so early, I'd be there.
956, bro. Right there.
He could have done his own. Right,
it's 9:30 in the fucking morning.
Shit, man.
Hey, I support Spooky Bookie.
I support the Spooky Bookie also, bro.
Hey, thanks, we all do. Spooky
that was one of my passwords.
I ain't lying.
It's a good password, man.
Hey, Spooky Bookie.
Spooky Bookie.
Shit, man.
Well, now that everyone knows it.
Yo, shit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we got another one here for you to read there, Andy. It's from Bobby Vela.
What's he saying?
Does it say, ¿Qué onda?
La Pedro, shout out to the whole crew.
Bobby Vela.
Hey, what's up, B Smurf?
Smurf.
B Smurf.
Hell yeah, man.
That's
Smurf.
That's local Alamo, man.
There you go. There you go.
Hell yeah, man. One of the dopest rappers I know for sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Shout out to you guys, man. Oh my God. But yeah, dude, I've noticed that. That's been the hype, bro. That's been the hype. It's been crazy. Oh, here you go. Sean Logan playing out there. Go ahead, Quest.
I can't see.
Oh, you can't see it. It's saying super funny, a dance contest, judges, and everything. Right now? You want us to do that right now? Yeah,
right. What
is it? Yeah, tell Sean Logan to come in a Commander's jersey to the podcast.
Oh God.
Boo. Look.
I'm gonna come in my commando jersey.
I'm just gonna come commando.
We need to pull right now.
Well, these shorts are short enough, man. I shouldn't have just worn
that. That's why the camera's up here. No, Johnny.
My chick, she was like, a little fucking dick's practically hanging out. I was like, my bad.
Why do we got so many subscribers?
Views just shot up.
I'm going to work.
That's going to be your new camera angle, bro.
There you go. That's your new camera. There you go.
Put a camel to it. I can make it talk, bro.
Wow. I can literally hear our sponsors leave.
And we lost all three.
Those were the last three we had. We needed to buy more coke.
Shit, man. But yeah, dude, like I said, that's been the big sensation here in the RGB was the Alamo Pulga. That's where it's at, supposedly.
I was surprised, but I wasn't surprised by how the people started acting once that news hit, like once the Alamo, you know,
It wasn't for him, the Alamo wouldn't be what it is right now.
This is true. Everyone was talking about McAllen being like one of the most obese cities. Like that was our claim to fame there. So.
Shit, man. At least we ain't fat in Alamo, bro.
Got another comment from Baiveda. It says, Esco, remember when we were more pink?
Well, I think he meant punk rock kids.
Hell yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah. Wearing eyeliner.
You got to start off somewhere, right?
Shout out to eyeliner.
There you go, man.
I still wear it.
And he's wearing it right now. I am, Locha. My eyes are not red, they're blue. Yeah, man. But yeah, like I said, that's just like been the very big thing right now, man. Speaking of here in Wessico, I was speaking to one of the contractors here where I work. Jersey Mike's should be opening up in, I think he said in August or September.
Jersey Mike's.
Have you ever tried that?
Is
that
food? No one's going to go.
It's right here off the expressway here in Wessico, Texas. Right next to Home Depot, I believe, in that area.
Yeah.
I've seen it. They opened one in
McAllen.
There's one in Edinburgh.
What is that? Like food or what?
It's like a sandwich.
There's one in McAllen.
There's
one in McAllen.
There's one in
Edinburgh. I've seen some of the guys that come and do. You got to eat there. I go, wow, what's up? You go to the old Subway. I go, yeah, where they would open up and they would just like stuff it to the mayo the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. I gotta check that. I can't wait for that motherfucker.
Yeah, man, I love a good sandwich, bro. Yeah, so bro. I mean, if it's a sandwich spot, I'll definitely check it out.
Sandwich number one sandwich you go to?
Go. From where?
No matter.
Sandwich to go to probably be a Reuben, bro.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. Mm.
He sounds hot. With that sauerkraut.
Oh, I like the. The ones that you dip in the.
The
au jus.
Provolone. There you go.
Okay.
And he just dips the bread in the au jus.
Say, Bobby Bell saying Jersey Mike is fucking fire.
Hey.
And you got Sean Logan saying Jersey Mike steak and cheese is everything. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm a big Philly cheesesteak guy, man. I love my Philly cheesesteak, man.
What'd you say?
Really good. You heard what I said.
You like something from Philly?
Oh, my God.
You like a Philly cheesesteak?
Steve's steak.
Philly cheesesteak.
I like Philly cheesesteak.
Johnny, that's your department.
Have you all tried Dave's Hot Chicken? I mean, it's been around for a minute now.
You know what? I have yet to try it out.
It's good.
Dude, it's fucking good.
But I got like the real hot one to try it out. Fuck no, bro. I can't do it. I really? Can't do no? that shit. No.
I like it.
Where do you get that?
Leave me
There's one on Ware Road, okay. Like in that plaza, like where Cavenders and all that shit is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then there's another one on Trenton.
On Trenton.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So far, there's only two, bro, but it's super good, man. Yeah. I definitely recommend that. Yeah.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Okay. And all they sell are you get chicken sliders or chicken tenders. That's it.
Oh, my
Their sides are fire, though. They got fries, mac and cheese, coleslaw. Good, the mac and cheese is fire, too.
Damn, I think we're driving to McAllen tonight, bro.
Yeah. Sounds like it, dude.
Yeah, you guys should definitely check it out.
Oh, man.
Super good.
That sounds like a real good meal, bro. Yeah. That sounds really good, I'm actually.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Road trip. Wait, who's paying?
Yeah, so guys,
we got sandwiches at
that
home.
That got canceled real quick.
I got bologna at home. That's for real.
I got bologna at home.
Just some hot sauce. There you go.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Poor man's sandwich, bro. It's all hot about
bolognese.
One bread, Thought one bologna, and just ketchup. I'm gonna go.
Yep.
That was.
I didn't even know people like. I used to put ketchup on all my sandwiches, bro. Like,
hell yeah, dude. Good job.
Like, I'm not a mayo guy, bro. I would put
I'm
ketchup.
I'm an extra mayo guy for sure.
Nah. Really?
Extra mayo. Okay.
Right. Interesting.
You know, I already tried that. It's pretty good, actually.
It is. Mayo? Extra mayo?
No, not too much when it drips off my chin.
I'm just saying.
Oh, there we go.
Sean Logan saying something's wrong with you. Still can't wait to meet him. All right. He hasn't met you yet.
And I keep getting COVID, man. I don't know what to
tell you. I really appreciate what y'all are doing for the Valley. Y'all put us on real shit. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
You know Thanks what's up? You know what's
yeah.
up?
Oh, yeah. Bye, yes, God. Bobby. Yes.
Ketchup and tamales.
Is the shit.
No, I used to do that as a kid.
Nah, yes. I still do that.
Dude, yeah.
Tamales is the bomb.
Nah.
What?
It's good. Ketchup
yeah,
and tamales.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah I fucks with it. Mustard. But I mean, now as an mustard. Adult, like I like hot sauce, so I do hot sauce.
I do both ketchup and hot sauce.
There you go.
Ooh, I put pineapples in my pizza.
Are you wanting spicy ketchup? Oh, yeah. You want extra mayo now?
Mayo on your tamales.
Mayo on tamales. Now we're talking.
What the hell?
Now we're talking, bro.
Oh, man. When I get home.
And you put the mail on the tip, too.
No, so whoa. You can use that on the way home.
and then you sit on it?
My tamale still has a wrap, so you got to pull the wrap back.
You got to pull that wrap back.
Okay, Johnny, we get the point.
I put a condom on my tamale.
This is just great. I can't edit it.
Oh, fucking look that, dude. Show's over.
Oh, God.
There goes Quiz.
Go out and go throw some chunks.
He's going to go drain the tamale.
Guys, social medias, they can catch you on all platforms, man. Go ahead, shout it out.
Fucking... Everywhere, man.
Instagram, fucking Facebook, TikTok,
YouTube.
Pregúntale a Google.
956 ABV podcast on all platforms.
Hell yeah.
Everywhere.
There's that QR code right there, guys. You want to catch everything right there. Click on that. Give you guys support. Support all your local podcasts, man. They're doing everything we can to bust the doors open so we can let everybody know that we got talent down here, too.
Look at all the cool people that are in the village.
Yeah, man.
So many.
We're not all about the Alamo Pulga, bro. The people, you know, also
have talent. If we were.
No, that'd be crazy.
Nah, dude, there's so much awesome people here, man. And I like hearing everybody's stories and how they started doing their stuff and what they want to do. And it's just, it's a dope way for us that we've met a whole variety of people, man. It doesn't matter what they do, like, you know.
Yeah. Mamaloso.
Hey.
Yeah, I got Bobby still right here saying, here we go. It says he was the only fan.
Getting
I'm working on it.
That's Google. That's our after show. You got to pay for that.
That's the Patreon.
Because you got to pay. I don't care they're fat or ugly. They got to pay.
Pay us to put our clothes back on.
It's not enough, guys.
We start the show naked. You pay us to put the clothes on.
Here's $300. That's just a sock.
Sock on the cock.
They'll cover that bad boy.
You got to pay me not to put the mayonnaise on.
Yeah. Get off the mayonnaise, guys. Get off the mayonnaise. Goddamn. They're going to look at hamburgers again.
Just eat them. Just
eat them. Anyways, guys, I want to say thank you for coming out on our podcast, man. We are a whole hour into the podcast. Every time you guys, the first time you guys came in, it was a fucking blast. Blast, you know. And the second time, it's a blast too because we get to talk a little bit more through the journey that, I mean, I think we've gone together for the past 4.5 years. Man. And it's just going to keep going, man. It's going to keep going. And I just hope we continue soldiering on to get to that platform that we're all looking for. And I know you guys are almost there. You guys are almost there, man. And kudos to you guys, man.
Shout out to you guys. Thanks, man. Thanks for bringing us back, man.
I appreciate you guys coming on. And like I said, we're going to have you back on again when we're in the other studio because we are leaving out of here. We'll be probably moving to the RGV incubator.
Right.
That's the plan.
That's the plan so far.
That will be a bigger platform because I know they want us to head out there and, you know, with all the guests we'll be trying to get. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, hopefully with that platform. Where the guests will actually feel safe.
Yeah. A little safe. And no hauntings behind that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Andy. You're good. Don't worry. There actually somebody sitting right next to you. It's Johnny. Guys, thank you once again, man, for coming out, man. And like I said, man, God bless you guys, and hopefully you continue.
Come back whenever you want,
guys. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Any big events you're coming in, just let us know, and we'll hopefully push it out there also, man. All right. Man. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for this week. Holy moly, man. The 9.56 AV boys on the podcast with us, man. I'm glad you were here to actually enjoy this one, dude. Unfortunately, the last time you were here, you weren't here the last time.
I wasn't here the last time. That's just one of those things that happens. And I kind of regret being here today. So.
You're such an idiot. Oh, my God. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, 7:30. And like always, ladies and gentlemen,